Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Everybody, David Burton, Lee Houston in the house. We got a lot to get to. Let's get to it. What's going on?
I'm doing okay. Just hanging in there. Man, what an interesting show that was last night. No, I was watching that, and I forgot all about the other shows WWE had on last night, like the A&E biography series, Shawn Michaels, his aired last night. So when I get a chance, I'll watch the replay. But I also got to watch Backlash from the start. I missed the first. I caught the last 5 minutes of Rey Mysterio's Ziggler and Rude match. So I saw the last 5 minutes of that. I gotta congratulate them because history was made. They became the first father-son tag team to win the tag team titles in the WWE. So congratulations to them. One match I didn't like was that lumberjack match. Thought it was stupid having zombies as lumberjacks. Just my opinion, I thought it was stupid. I get you're trying to promote a movie, but come on. A zombie, lumberjacks, they overdid it. And then it also took away from the match itself. I was like, yeah, this, I ain't like it at all. I thought it sucked. Now, that WWE Championship match, that was something. I mean, those three beat the hell out of each other. And you can tell those guys were not being bashful. They, what we call in the wrestling business, potato each other, hit each other pretty hard. That was a stiff match. McIntyre drove Bobby Lashley through the entrance set, taking him out. Then you had Braun Strowman dominate the match for a little while. I liked the spot where Strowman picked up McIntyre and put him through the announce table. That was a nice spot. Went for the Claymore, caught him, picked him up, and just drove him straight through the table. It was a decent match. No, I wasn't expecting it to be a Ricky Steamboat, Ric Flair, 5-star type match, but it was decent and good for what it was. I liked it. Another match I thoroughly enjoyed was the Universal title match, and I have to admit, I'm surprised. Very surprised. Because I thought Cesaro was going to take it. I thought it was his time. I thought it was his night. But clearly that's not what happened. Roman Reigns made Cesaro pass out to the DNT and retained the Universal Championship. That was an awesome match, by the way. I thought that was the best match on the show from what I've seen so far. That was an awesome match. It's like Cesaro took it to Roman Reigns. I didn't see anybody other than Daniel Bryan take it to Roman Reigns since he's been champion, the way Cesaro took it to him. But those two went at it.
Yeah, but it's close with no cigar.
Of course. I'm still surprised. I thought it was Cesaro's night. But what about what Seth Rollins did after the match?
Well, nobody cares about afterwards.
Clearly,
both
two ain't finished.
Yeah. But fortunately, in the wrestling world, it really don't matter what happened afterwards. All right, you was there. What happened after Ali? After Frazier got beat by Ali, after Foreman got beat by Ali, what happened after that?
Nothing. You know why? It don't matter what happened after that. What matters is he got his ass kicked by Ali. The point is, after that, don't matter. The point, like, what matters, he got his butt whooped by Roman Reigns.
It wasn't that one-sided. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, since I was going to kill Seth Rollins when he gets back. Clearly, Seth Rollins is, he clearly didn't let that loss in WrestleMania go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to admit, I thought Jimmy was going to come out and do something. But he didn't come out at all. Jey Uso came out, put the ball on, Roman Reigns, and kept his own.
Well, is Jimmy...
I thought it was his time last night.
Is Jimmy right? Could Jimmy be right? Is Jey Uso Roman Reigns, is, you know?
Well, I think he is right, boy. You don't see Jimmy doing what Jey's doing.
I'm just saying.
Jimmy is standing up being his own man. Like, you ain't gonna treat me the way you treating Jey. That's not gonna fly.
Yeah.
Like, you on your own. And I give Roman credit. He beat Cesaro by himself on his own with no help.
Mm-hmm.
No Jey Uso. Which, they should have been doing that from the start to make Roman look strong. Because all those previous matches he kept getting involved in, that was kind of making Roman look weak. Like, you're building Roman up to be this big monster heel, yet you're making him look weak because you're making it look like he can't win a match on his own.
Mm-hmm.
But that was absolutely hurting Roman Reigns in a way. But it's too little too late now. They should have started doing that from the start. Like, what? He's been champion for over 6 months.
A day of the day, some we're gonna be traveling down the road, flirt with disaster in June. Wink, wink. Cause in June, the first time ever, we're gonna do a little bit early, Hell in a Cell.
I was surprised. That's the first, cause normally Hell in a Cell is in October.
I can't believe you just missed my whole segue. First of all,
yes, I did it. I did miss it. I was just distracted by something. I had to look at something real quick.
It was perfect too. But anyway, I'm gonna say it again. We'll be traveling down the road, flirt with disaster at Hell in a Cell.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm curious now, who's Roman Reigns gonna face inside Hell in a Cell?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind a good old Family Feud, you know.
That would be something if he faces Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Like he saved Jey last year, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, I would find that very interesting. Mm-hmm. Like the year before, he faces his brother, and then this year, he's got his brother. Same match.
Mm-hmm.
Same match. That would be very interesting.
Ain't nothing wrong with being the world's champions, carrying the bags of the world's champion. I'm just saying, there's a time to not to, and then again, ain't nothing wrong with being really kind of, I guess, lackey is a better term for it.
Yeah.
Cause
some people don't mind it. Some people take offense to it and look at it as in, what's the word I'm looking for? An insult.
Yeah.
Some people, not everybody. Some people are happy to be lackeys.
Yeah. I'm going to say it with respect. Ali's lackeys. Everybody know Muhammad Ali had a lackey. I can't remember his name. But he came up with the phrase Ali coined. Your hands can't heal what your eyes can't see. Rumble, young man, rumble. Fight like, your hands can't heal what your eyes can't see. Feel like a butterfly, sing like a bee. You know who came up with that? Ali's hype guy. That's came up with that. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Yeah, David, you was there. You supposed to help me out. You was there. Who's helping me out here?
I'm trying to remember right now as you're talking about it.
You was there. You was helping
exactly,
me out.
I know what you're talking about. The name is just not coming to me right now.
Let's see. I can't remember that man's name. He came up with that, and Ali used it.
That's very, very true. That is an absolute fact. And I will tell you this. I am happy that Lashley did retain the WWE Championship. And I honestly believe the guy should have a decent run with the title and not have a short title reign.
Hey, I found it. Drew, but the dude that escaped the light.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah. I think it's McDoney, I believe it is. If my memory's correct. Yes.
Drew McDoney Brown, the hype man for Muhammad Ali.
He's responsible for that.
Yeah, he came up with the phrase, spoke like a butterfly sting. His whole thing, really, the whole thing is like this. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Rumble, your man Rumble. That's the guy that came up with that, and Ali just took it and ran with it. Of course he can. He's the greatest. But the point is, even Ali's lackey, Drew Brown, ain't nothing wrong being a lackey sometimes. Some people are cool with it. Some people think it's insulting.
Mm-hmm. Hell, Triple H started as a lackey.
Yes, he did. He was, I believe, for... I can't remember who.
Sean Spagger at one point.
Yes, he did.
Way back when he first started. That's why some people poke fun at Triple H and say, like, yeah, you carried his bags. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Of course, Triple H doesn't like hearing that now, but... That is a fact.
Hey, man, as long as you're on the payroll, ain't nothing wrong with carrying the world. The champion's bad as long as you're on the payroll.
That's true. I wouldn't mind carrying someone's bags if I'm being paid for it. As long as I'm there and I'm happy and I'm having a good time, I don't care.
I'm going to get paid thousands of dollars a year, a month, whatever. Yeah, I got you, champ. I'll carry your bags.
Worse. And I'll tell you what, I'm sure Triple H ain't the only one to carry someone else's bag.
Oh, no. Let me ask your opinion right quick. I'm going to switch over to boxing for just 1 second. What's your opinion on this match that Logan Paul has asked for, this death wish he's asked for against Floyd Mayweather?
I think he's going to lose.
I think he's going to die. He's going to die.
I'm actually surprised Floyd took the fight. Like, he needs the money, which he doesn't. Mm-hmm. Man. When I heard and I saw it, I was like, you know, why is he even taking this fight?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, some people, you know, they're just natural... I want to say natural fighters, but when you've been doing something so long and you love what you do and you walk away from it, it's hard not to come back into it.
Yeah.
And say, yeah, I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. You know, you somehow, somewhere, you find yourself going back to it. It's like a drug.
Mm-hmm.
A positive drug in a way.
But I'm going to put my money on, if I was a betting man, I put my money on Floyd. Floyd Mayweather, if you notice, when he fight, he uses the Ali method. Just pull like butterfly, sting like it be. Do the dancing. Make him tire him out. Make him come to you. And in the right time, you strike.
Of course.
So that's what Ali was talking about.
Yeah, remember, it's not too long ago, he beat Conor McGregor.
Yes, sir. That's what Ali was talking about. Feel like a butterfly, sting like it be. You just dance around. At the right time, when he's tired, he's exhausted, you strike.
That's true. When the time is right, bam.
Mm-hmm. In my opinion, and fortunately, in the wrestling world, this counts. One of Floyd Mayweather's opponents, The Big Show.
That is true.
With the help, by the way, with the help of Brass Knuckles.
Yeah, even though it was a no disqualification match, he used Brass Knuckles and got himself a victory.
Mm-hmm. That's my opinion on that. But back to wrestling a little bit. Altogether, Backlash. I'm going to give y'all a D.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see that. Yeah. As well as Bobby Lashley. Kevin, I also got to mention NXT tomorrow night. Johnny Gargano will defend the North American Championship against Bronson Reed inside a steel cage.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in 2 weeks, Karrion Kross will face Finn Balor. Once again, for the NXT Championship. So you got 2 title matches.
Yep.
Now, that's something I'm going to be interested to see, is how that match is going to turn out on Finn Balor and Karrion Kross at first. Because after that first match, I was like, you know, Finn kind of had him. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the second match.
Mm-hmm.
That match could have gone to anybody. I mean, those two went at it. Anybody could have got up there. Anybody could have won. Of course, the NWA will also air tomorrow. 6:05 on the Fight TV app. And hearing that NWA World Champion Nick Aldis will have an interesting announcement. So, who knows what that's going to be about.
As long as there's a women's championship match, but hold on to stipulation. I can't remember which is who, but if she loses, she can't wrestle anywhere but the NWA.
Oh yeah, Thunder Rosa, yes.
Yeah, Thunder, that's what I'm talking to Rosa.
Thunder Rosa, she's done. Yep, if she loses, she's stuck there.
Uh-huh. Interesting dilemma right there.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to end up losing this one. She has a big, big match. Well, at least the stipulation ain't too bad. It's not like they're telling her, like, well, you can't wrestle again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your career is over. So I'd rather have that than, I'd rather have stuck in one place than to not wrestle anywhere at all.
Yeah.
That's just one man's opinion. I'd rather have that. I can't wait to see what's going to happen next with Roman Reigns. I'm so interested to see who's going to get that next title shot.
And it's going to be interesting. Right? I would like to say that if Roman Reigns probably... You know what? I'm going to give Roman Reigns till... I'm going to give him till December with the championship.
I don't think Roman will be champion by then. I'll give him like 2 more months before he loses it.
Uh-huh. I'm still giving Bobby Lashley till August to be WWE champion. I'm going to give Roman Reigns to December. Anything can happen between now and then. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Can happen between then and now. Like somebody can end up losing the title this week. You never know what can happen.
Shit, tonight.
That's also possible. And you know, there's an old phrase that's been going on for decades. Anything can happen in the WWE.
Oh, yes. Let's not forget Money in the Bank coming up soon, so that's a factor, too.
Yes, I believe, if my memory is correct, I believe Money in the Bank is scheduled to take place in July.
Mm-hmm.
After Hell in a Cell, which is still surprising to me that they did it this early, because normally it's in October. But I guess it was like, you know what, forget this, we're going to do this early.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to wait till October. Like, somebody wants to see a Hell in a Cell match now instead of waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what time is it? It's less than 6 minutes away before Raw goes on the air with... They're going to talk about basically all the happenings and the aftermath of what went on last night from Backlash. I refuse to say WrestleMania Backlash. Yeah. As we start moving toward to's Hell in a Cell next month.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't wait. So, I'm looking forward to see what happens.
Yeah, it should be good. Hopefully. And then tomorrow night, NXT on top of that. And, of course, our week of wrestling as always.
Yes, of course. Let's not forget AEW Impact. Of course, Friday Night SmackDown. And it's nice to see WWE's got that 2K22 game coming out.
Rey Mysterio on the cover.
Rey Mysterio. Yeah, last time he was on the cover of a game was like over a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we're almost out of time. So, it's about time for us to take off. Everybody enjoy Monday Night Raw. Don't get bored. For those of you who are watching on the Thunderdome, you got 1 hour. Make the most out of it.
Yep.
Which is mind-boggling to me. You only got 1 hour to be on the Thunderdome.
I don't know why they do that. They're really strict on Thunderdome. They're really strict. I don't know why they're doing that. But anyway. I wouldn't be too disappointed if somebody were having to make a Wrestling Tracks banner. You know, represent. Thank you very much. And give us a shout out on Thunderdome, you know. By the way, you can always shop with us anytime. Since I know it's still Mother's Day is over with, but you can still take advantage of that. Use the code I Love Mom in all caps at WrestleTracks.com, and please know your sizes. Other than that, if you're gonna get clothing and stuff in your size, use the code I Love Mom at WrestleTracks.com. Very simple.
Oh, I almost forgot. The second episode of WWE Icons, featuring recent Hall of Famer Rob Van Dam, I believe it aired last night. It's currently on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
For those who didn't see it, so when I get a chance, I'm going to catch that, and I'm also going to catch the biography of HBK. You know, have to get that out the way before we go.
Oh yeah, it's pretty good. Well, ladies, we're going to get out of here. Have a great evening. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Take care, folks.